This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Here are some prices for regular unleaded today. In Boston, $3.60. In Miami, $3.70. And in Los Angeles, $3.90. And we'll hear stories now from those three cities about how commuters are adapting to the price of filling up their tanks. A lot of them are opting for mass transit. We begin in Boston, where NPR's Tovia Smith reports the subway system known as the T is having what may be its busiest year ever.
I'm riding a crowded Green Line train into Boston during rush hour, and I am surrounded by a lot of new converts to the T. For example, right next to me here is
Martha Carroll.
And how long have you been riding the subway?
2 months.
Because?
I'm just fed up. I think, you know, when you do your bills at the end of the month, you go, whoa, I spent that on driving to work? It was just a ridiculous way to spend my money.
Carol says gas was costing her some $250 a month, about five times what she now pays for a monthly T pass. Cesar Bissara says he was dipping into savings to pay for gas, till one day at the pump, he had had it.
Normally it stops around 54, 55. And it just kept going. $62, I said, you know, there's got to be a different way.
Transit officials say the number of subway riders is up about 10% from last year.
Excuse me.
And longtime commuters in Boston are feeling the squeeze.
Without a doubt, absolutely. Forget about getting a seat unless you're on the first stop.
Commuter Michael Pothier says the trains have also been slower.
There's a lot of folks that really don't know where they're going, what stop, you know.
Because they're all new.
Absolutely, yeah.
The roads feel different, too. With more folks taking the T, there's less traffic clogging major arteries. Good news for those who can still afford to drive, but those who've left their cushy air-conditioned cars for the subway, like Martha Carroll, are not so sanguine.
I wouldn't say that I love it.
What's it like?
Stinky. Crowded. It's not exactly the ideal commute.
T officials acknowledge commuters' pain. It is a tight squeeze on some trains, says the T's general manager, Dan Grabowskis. But the T is dealing with its own financial crisis that's exacerbated by soaring fuel costs. We can't just snap our fingers and get more trains, Grabowskis says. But if the new converts to the T stick around, increased ridership means increased revenues, and eventually, he says, the T might be able to afford to buy more trains. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.